the doctor thought it was such a remarkable thing and has taken him in his house and brought him up. Mm-hmm. And so on. He tells his story. And anyway, they celebrate the finish of the Passover feast, and the old man is brought back to his God.
Well, I think it's been appropriate that we talk about this story at some length, and this entire time of adjustment at some length, because Job is going to occupy Zeisel for 20 years, in fact, the remaining 20 years of his life, and the Menuhin song is going to run through his work almost as a leitmotif. A theme similar to it can be found in many of the works that he will compose in America. In fact, the Menuhin song was detached and published as a separate entity eventually, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mills Music did that, as they did the prayer, which was done later on. Mm-hmm. And this was then not done as school music, you know?
I see.
But in their regular catalog. But I don't think they made many money with it.
Was it in this time, then, in New York that he did most of the composition of Act One? Because we remember that before he had simply done incidental music.
Yeah, he finished the whole Act One there in Mamaroneck, and I think it was an extremely happy time for him.
I've always been curious. I've meant to ask you this for some time. Did he ever talk about what went through his mind as he composed this, or did he ever refer to many of the techniques that he used in this work that are actually derived from Wagner practice, but applied to a Jewish story and with a much different kind of harmonic language? But the idea of the leitmotif and the...
The leitmotif was only part of it, because a lot is without leitmotifs. There were only certain things, like the Menuhin songs, which were used leitmotivic.
Mm-hmm.
But... otherwise, I don't think there's too much leitmotif technique in it. At least, not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
It is rather his friends and fond critics have always blamed Eric that he just almost for the opposite, that he was putting too much.
Oh.
And, you know, melody was coming so easily, so to say, out of his pores, that he would not be enough economical with it, you know? And especially in his works of his youth, you know? There was the same beautiful melodies for when the servants say they are coming as for the main aria, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he made a little bit of this, I think, is still in this first act. I mean, it's just an outpouring of melodic inspiration. Only I think it is a very inspired, the first act is a very inspired piece.
And never before had he tackled anything quite of this size and continuity. Because unlike what we see in Leon Sinlena, here the music flows continuously.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the characteristics, you know, which is one of his fortes, was, of course, to characterize people, to paint them, so to say, in melody, so that they stand before you, I think is so exceedingly strong there that we really can, Jonas, you know, in his strengths and forthrightness and the other one, and Miriam, and of course the great scene of the father with the boy where he tries to read the Bible to him and make him respond, you know, is one of the most moving, most beautiful scenes that I know of. Really.
Right. And was it the same conductor, Rappé, who performed some excerpts from Job?
Yeah, the Overture and the Cossack Dance, which were already finished. I think that Eric had probably done the orchestration of it still in Vésinet while we were in France, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because originally the Cossack Dance was only a piano piece and an original performance. and the overture was for organ.
Mm-hmm.
And